from Canto 3, chapter 13, entitled Appearance of Lord Varaha, text number 1. Translation. Sri Sukdev Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. Translation in response. Sri Sukdev Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. Purport. The word Adratha is significant because it indicates that Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was never fully satisfied, though he continuing to hear those topics. He wanted to hear more and more so that he could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. Om Jnanatim Nandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Kadayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sakara Ratam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sakana Rajata Sri Vishakanvitam Sa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanushudadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kupasandubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnevevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Just request all Vaishnavas and devotees to bless so that I can speak something for my own purification. So today morning we are starting a new chapter, chapter 13, the appearance of Lord Varaha. So, in previous chapter we see how Brahma is involving himself in secondary creation. He created Kumaras and many personalities. And finally, Brahma was a little bit down because he is feeling, I'm doing so many things but this population is not increasing. I think this is by destiny. So, he was a little bit down and he was contemplating. And then while contemplation, two personalities came out of his body. One is male form and one is female. The male is Svayambhuva Manu and the female is Satrupa. So then they both were involved in generating this population. And we're going to see now in the forthcoming this chapter, like in this canto and then fourth canto, fifth canto, the whole thing will discuss about the descendants of Svayambhuva Manu. We see how he and Satrupa produce three daughters and then two sons. The two sons are Uttanapad and Priyavrat. And then we see in the fourth canto basically covering the descendants of Uttanapad, Dhruva Maharaj, then Prithu Maharaj. We see Prachina Maharaj and Parichita and then Pracheta, sorry. And then we see how then Priyavrat, his descendant will be there. Now King Nabi, Rishabdev, Bharat Maharajan. So, and then in the later part of this canto, we see one of his daughter, Devahuti, got married to Kardama Muni, and how Kapiladev, Lord Kapiladev, Sankhya philosophy in devotional service. So this will be explained in the later part of this canto. And then the other daughter, there are three daughters for Swayambhu Manu. One is Akuti, then Devahuti, and then Prasuti. So we see how in the first part of the fourth canto, we see Daksha, when the Daksha get married to Prasuti, and then how Sati, you know, suicide, give her a body. Daksha, you know, there will be a conflict between Daksha and Lord Shiva followers. So this part will be interesting actually, because there is a lot of instruction from this pastime. And here we see how Vidura is so enlivened. He wants to hear the message of personality of Godhead. Prabhupada writes that he wants to hear more and more so that he could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. One thing is there in the Bhagavatam, in the conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura, you know, sometimes Maitreya Muni just give a gist of incident. You know, so like one time, you know, he said, King Anga and Vena, this past time when he was saying, King Anga was there, he's a very pious king and everything, but his son was a demon. And then he continued. But then Maitreya stops there. Excuse me, can you, you know, hold on. You told something about this past time. Can you explain about this? How, you know, like a king, very wise, virtuous and righteous king, how he got a son which is demon in nature? Can you explain that bit? Like that, you know, you see, he is very attentive in hearing. He is, because it's like, you know, it's said that the speaker is like a cow and the listener is like the person who is milking the cow. So, you know, he has to milk the cow so that to get the nectar. So he's attending, even, you know, in later, you know, the original Bhagavatam discussion is between, you know, Sukhdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj also, you know, very, even certain detail like creation we see. You know, he is going to die in 7 days. And he didn't directly, you know, come on, rush up these things, you know, you just give me a gist of it, I want to hear the, you know, directly into Krishna's pastime. No, he wants to hear everything because he is so attentive, his eagerness, that eagerness and attentive wants to get, you know, the detailed, you know, even the small incident has to be told to him. So that is the eagerness of the listener. He's very keen, you know, if something said, no, wait, can you explain that, you know, elaborately. So that's where the Bhagavatam, you know, actually goes. So we see here basically importance is given to hearing. So how we have to hear from devotees. How do we, now the question is, how do we develop this hearing? We have to hear from pure devotees so that we can progress. So he said, more and more so that you could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. So it said in Bhagavatam, in first canto, second chapter, verse number 16, 17, you know, in that series of verses, there is a process given. If you want to increase your eagerness to hear, then you have to serve the pure devotees. In Bhagavad Gita also it says, Tadviti pranipatyanasva pariprasnana sevaya. Upadetanasit jnananam jnananas tattva darshana. Because they have seen the truth. By just serving the pure devotees, we will get the, you know, eagerness to hear. Because how it works is, by serving the pure devotees, we will get the quality of hearing. By like, for example, we serve some devotees, we stay, we associate with them, then we rub off their qualities actually. Because they will help us. By serving the pure devotee, then we will have the eagerness for hearing. Because they can impart the knowledge. We sing every day in Guru Vandana. My spiritual master opened my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. So this transcendental knowledge is imparted unto the person who is submissively serving the pure devotees. So in Harinam Chintamani there is description given for three types of Vaishnavas. So one Vaishnava, anyone who chants the holy name is a Vaishnava. There is a second type of Vaishnava is that he continuously chants the holy name. So that is better from one time chanting the holy name. So anyone utter the name of Krishna or any, you know, he is a Vaishnava. But then better Vaishnava is that one who continuously chanting the holy name. And the third type of Vaishnava is that is the best Vaishnava. Just by presence, everyone is enthused to chant the holy name. Just by his presence, everyone is, you know, motivated to chant. That is a pure Vaishnava. By just serving them, then we'll get the quality of hearing. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, okay, I am very dear to the person who spread this glory, who is my representative. And also, you know, by serving that devotee who is a representative, pure representative of God, then Krishna is pleased. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to, we do every activities, everything, just to please Krishna. Just to please Radha Vallabha. Because that is the essence, that is our eternal constitutional position, to serve Radha Krishna in our spiritual form. By serving, then we'll be happy. So who is that representative? He does not claim that he is a god. So we have to search for that person. Of course, we have so many pure devotees, and by serving them, then we'll have the affinity to hear the glory. So in Prabhupada writes in that purport, in that second chapter of the first canto, he said, the first qualification to enter the kingdom of God is the eagerness of hearing. To want to hear about the glories of Krishna. Because in spiritual world we have to understand that everyone singing the glories of Krishna. We want to hear our glory in material world. That's why we came here. Because in spiritual world, everyone is singing about the glories of Krishna. Everyone is talking about Krishna. Everyone was listening, you know. And they get attracted and they want to hear more and more about Krishna. This whole universe is been laid on top of Ananta Shesh. There is one chapter, Glories of Ananta Shesh. He has thousands of foods. And the universe is like a drop of water on a head. Like in the morning we have, you know, we put water on our head, right? What makes any disturbance? No. Is like that. The whole universe is like that. It's like the mustard seed on top of your head. What is the big, you know, big deal having a mustard seed? So it's like that for him. He cannot able to, you know, finish the glories of Krishna. With his thousands of mouth, he is glorifying. But he couldn't able to finish it. So there is unlimited pastime of Krishna. Everyone is glorifying in spiritual world. If we have that affinity to hear, if we have the eagerness to hear, then we have got the first qualification. So we can see Krishna by hearing. The first process is through hearing. Then we can see Krishna. So that by serving that devotee, he is a pure representative of God, but he does not claim to be God. So you know from the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as a devotee to show us how one can perform bhakti. But towards the people, his close associates, know him that he is God. When someone called him God, he used to close his ears and run. This is to show us how one has to do, you know, because whatever the great personality do, the common people follow. So he is setting an example. Because he came as a role as a devotee, he came as performing his pastime in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is showing us that, you know, anyone claims he call him as a god, he is to close his ears and run. He doesn't want to listen to it. But we know he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So this eagerness to hear is not there because we have this weakness of heart. So weakness of heart means desire to enjoy material desires, basically. But if we show some, because we have been here for time immemorial, this material desire to lord it over, you know, first it basically comes from to lord over the material nature. So when we have this desire, then we don't have eagerness to hear about Krishna. But if one sincerely endeavor to hear, by sincerely serving, or endeavor to serve the devotees, that's where it starts. By just serving. In fact, you know, we should understand that we have taken this Krishna consciousness because of Agyata Sukriti, that we, somehow or other, we have served at Vaishnava in our previous life. Then he has bestowed his mercy. How can we understand this example? How can we understand? This is the example of life of Narada Muni. He is just a small boy of a maid servant. How he became a Narada Muni in his next life? Because he served the Bhakti Vedantis, the transcendentalists who have come there to stay for Chaturmasya. By serving them and by eating their remnants, he is qualified himself to become a Narada Muni. So we have to see, because we have this desire, material desire to lord over, to enjoy, then we don't have any affinity to hear. But by serving the devotees, we'll develop the taste. So, and Krishna recognized that. Because the person is, you know, his role is, the pure devotees is, they have come here to propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to spread the glories. And if we serve, we are cooperating there, you know, in their endeavor. We are just like an instrument. By doing this service, we are helping them. So Krishna actually pleases, because you are helping the devotee who is, you know, taking a pain, you know, painstaking effort to spread his glory. So Krishna recognizes that, and as a Paramatma in your heart, he helps you to remove the desire to lord over. See how it works. So that's how then, you know, it's a cycle then. Because then it removes slowly, then you get taste for serving, then hearing, then he imparts a transcendental knowledge, and then Krishna, you know, removes more. So it's very scientific actually, if you see. We can analyze in our own life. When, you know, like, when I came first, I was, you know, fortunate that, you know, some devotees have engaged me in this devotional service. But then they say, you know, you have to come and listen to this transcendental knowledge. I said, no, class means no, I don't want to come. And in fact, you know, when I come in the class, I sleep. This is a fact. You know, fools are sleeping only, because working and, you know, student can't understand. But service was there. There was a taste for service. You do engage your senses. Sevan mukhe jivade. So you have to engage your senses, then you develop the taste, because then by engaging the service, in the service, our will get purified. The desire to lord it over, the material desire little goes away, generally, you know, slowly. Then we get the taste for hearing from a devotee. So, and then one has to hear continuously, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. Nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata seva. So we have to see, you have to do bhagavata seva. there are two types of Bhagavad. One is book Bhagavad and personal Bhagavad. So we have to serve the person Bhagavad because he is following the book Bhagavad. His lifestyle is based on the book Bhagavad. When you serve the personal Bhagavad, then he will give the essence of book Bhagavad. Then you will get the blessings of book actually. Of course, we have to serve both, but the best is by serving that devotee who has, you know, personally his lifestyle is all about the book Bhagavad. Then when you serve that person, then he will impart the knowledge. And also you will get the blessings of the book Bhagavad. Then you are in the heart, whatever, you know, contamination, whatever is there, everything is gone. It's basically association of the personal Bhagavad. So, you see, the whole basic thing in Krishna consciousness is association. You know, A, B, C, D in Krishna consciousness. A is for association, B for books, D for diet, that's prasadam, and C for chanting. Right? I think so. So there are no association. So association matters actually. The whole we sankirtan. This whole movement is sankirtan. The process for the Kali Yuga is sankirtan yajna. So sankirtan means coming together and glorify Krishna. So the glorification of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Anything, Krishna, anything related, you know, is with Krishna is absolute. So the name, form, pastimes, qualities, name, form, qualities and pastime, these are non-different from Krishna. So in Nectar, in Rupa Goswami, he is saying, I wish I can have thousands of ears and thousands of mouths because this holy name Krishna, word Krishna is actually intoxication. So I was hearing one devotee, he was giving an analogy that, for example, like we like mango juice in India, because he is from India, so there are like mango juice, like thick mango juice is there. It's in a container or something, like, you know, fully there. And they ask you to drink. Someone asks you to go and drink. But how means, like, they put a pin prick hole and then they ask him to drink. So you feel like that. I'm getting only pin prick of that juice. I want to get the full juice. Can I make the big hole? Like, so this is how Rupa Goswami is feeling. The nectar of mango juice is like, you know, is where only small I'm getting, I should get more. I should get thousands of mouths, thousands of ears. But that is Rupa Goswami. He cannot. So, we have choice. So, one friend, there was a conversation between two friends. So, one friend was asking, you know, have you not got married? No, I'm searching for a girl. I showed some girl, my mother said no. I showed these two, three girls, you know, my mother said no, no. Then the friend said, oh, then you show a girl similar to your mother, na? Then it's matters all. Then you don't have to worry. Then that guy said, I did show. My father said no. So when you cannot get perfect. Then continue. Then he asked, why, you know, the son asked, why you are saying no, you know, your mother, then how come you have lived for 25 years happily? Oh, that secret, I'll tell you. Then he said, that is all because of, you know, honeymoon trip we went to Shimla. What is the trip? Can you explain that, you know? Yeah, we both went to the trip in Shimla and we boarded the horse first time. So we went on a horse ride. So then my horse was okay. Your mother horse was like, you know, a little bit new into the field, so not very. So first time when we are going, then horse, you know, put your mother down. But she didn't get angry. She said, okay, this is the first time. You be careful, like that, you know, okay, and then he got up again. Then for a certain distance when, and then again the horse, you know, made some, you know, like, was not comfortable, then she fall down. Then she said, this is second time, okay, don't do like this. Then, you know, third time, you know, further went up, and the horse, you know, was not uncomfortable again, and then the person dropped. Then she immediately took a gun and shot the horse. Horse died. Then husband, you know, you are crazy or what? It's just a horse. You know, you just shot. Then the wife said, this is your first time. So then I understood then, you know. So, this is like, we all have choices. And we have, you know, given this choice to us. Even Navinanira, the Prabhu, was saying, the most precious thing is the free will. That's the most precious, precious thing. If we can use that free will for chanting the holy name, then we will actually hearing the glory. That is our hearing. Even the process we have, you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, the first thing is hearing. The first process is hearing. But there are three stages to this hearing of holy name. One is, first stage is, you know, offense, nama prad, then nama bas, then shuddhana. So, you know, we knowingly, unknowingly commit, you know, offense to holy name, but then that will, you know, gradually, you know, come to the nama bas stage, clearing stage. So we have this anarthas, you know, that anarthas has to be removed. Especially one of the anarthas is aparads. So we commit aparad actually. Many kinds of aparad. We commit nama aparad, we commit seva aparad, we commit Vaishnava aparad. There are so many varieties and, you know, categories of aparad. We have to be very careful. Because when we commit aparad, then Krishna will withdraw his mercy. So by withdrawing his mercy, then we will be like a halo without substance. We cannot progress. When is a pastime? Is a pastime of, you know, six acharyas, Rupa Goswami. He was in trance actually. He was into meditation, where Krishna, Radha Krishna performing pastime, and you know, that time, you know, he was laughing because the pastime, you know, involved humor, where you know, Radharani was combing and Krishna was actually combing, and then when she see in the mirror that Krishna is combing and then laughed, everyone laughed, and then Rupa Goswami also laughed. But that time there was one Vaishnava. He was little disabled. He was coming towards Rupa Goswami. Because he was laughing, he felt little bit bad in his heart. He thought that he is, you know, laughing at him. But he was intentionally, he was not doing that. He was, you know, in this pastime. But then immediately the pastime, you know, gone. Then he opened his eyes. He didn't see anyone. And he finds something difficult in his heart. So he went to Sanatan Goswami. Meanwhile, the person who was, you know, coming towards Rupa Goswami also went to Sanatan Goswami to explain about this. Then Rupa Goswami came and then, you know, inquired from Sanatan Goswami that I was living like this. And then suddenly the pastime disappeared. And that person also said, I went to meet Rupa Goswami, he was smiling. He didn't, you know, invite her. Then Sanatan Goswami said, you have to beg forgiveness from that person. Even though, you know, there is no fault in his part, but then the other person perception was different. And then they both begged forgiveness each other and then embraced. Then they continued. We know the pastime of Dhruvas Muni was getting angry at Ambarish Maharaj. It's a famous pastime. Even when Sudarshan was coming because he offended the pure devotee of the Lord, he was going everywhere. Even he went to Vishnu and he said, you have to go to my devotee and you have to get beg forgiveness from him. Then you can counteract this aparadha. So this glorification of Krishna, we see, we are doing every day. We chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is non-different from Krishna. We hear that mantra, that actually clears the dirty in the heart. The first verse of Shishtashtakam say, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Clearing the heart, scrubbing the heart actually. So when you chant, this material contamination in your heart is removed. Then you can at least get the taste. So, I'd like to end here. If you have any question, comments, correction. Yes, Prabhu.
You say scrubbing the heart clean will then give you the opportunity to taste nectar.
Okay.
Is there a grey period where my heart is not clean and still I can taste nectar?
Even Mahaprabhu also say, Nam Nam Akari Bhagudha. You have hundreds, thousands of names, but I don't have any taste. This is how devotees feel actually. The more advanced you, the more gradual progression, that I don't have any taste for Krishna. But the first day, what I find is, you at least make endeavor to practical level, you like doing chanting. I don't keep chanting, we do, last priority after everything I've done. We plan. In morning, the first thing is chanting, like after Mangalarti and everything. The first priority is chanting. And plan, previously we also, previous day only we plan. If I sleep this time, I get up. So at least that stage is there, where, one is interested to do that activity. Like how we go to job. Our job is 9 o'clock, we plan previous day. We iron clothes, we make our box ready, try Mikey recharged, polish shoe, everything we take it ready. And tram tracker is there. 8:35 I'll catch the train, a tram, I'll go there. Everything pakka, like, right? And even if it's late also, one message you'll be sending. So much meticulously done. So you are well planned for that activity. Because you like that activity. Of course you get some fruitative from that activity. Money is coming. So driving force is there. But then we have to see this driving force is you don't get attracted to material things. Slowly the material things goes away. And then you develop the attachment to Krishna. So similarly we have to plan at least to that stage. We plan chanting, we like to do that activity. Because then when you like to do that activity, you always do, plan for it. Look forward to it. When I can chant. Is that okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes,
I have been brought up in India, in Rudra Sampradaya.
Yeah.
And since I got introduced to this call, first time, in the very first time I saw Prabhupada's Murti and also Krishna's Murti here, I got attracted to it. And then I developed a love for Krishna, since because I didn't know much about Krishna before. But at the present moment, I am having conflicts in my mind. Which one shall I stick to? Either Krishna consciousness or the Sampradaya?
We both are bona fide. Rudra Sampradaya, we have four bona fide Sampradayas, Rudra, Sri Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya and Brahma, Madhva Kaudya Sampradaya. Yep.
Okay, the reason I am asking is, I don't want to make a Vaishnava prana.
Correct.
By rejecting Krishna and his devotees.
Because it's, I cannot say this is good and that is bad like that. You liking it, you can chant. We all chant 16 rounds, you can also chant. And if you are in Sampradaya, you might have initiated, you accepted a guru. Shiva is the greatest of among Vaishnava. Vaishnava Yata Sambhu. The position of Shiva is unique actually.
Why don't we celebrate Shivaratri in this form?
Good question, but I am not in a position to answer. And that's all I say. You can chant, you can consult with your guru. Because you have accepted him wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And he is there to guide you in this subject matter. And I think that will answer your question.
Thank you.
Okay. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Very important, yeah. Thank you so much.